EU countries continue to purchase billions of dollars of Russian oil and gas, doesn't that undermine the sanctions from the West and also fuel Putin's war machine?
We have issued now 5 packages of sanctions. The 6th one is on the table, and these sanctions are hitting the Russian economy hard, and that's what they have to do. But you're also right. When this invasion started, Europe was heavily dependent on Russian oil, gas, and coal. We got rid of the coal by now. We are in the process of winding down the use of oil. And we have just issued last week a big package, we call it Repower EU, to get rid of the dependency of Russian gas. Mm-hmm. This is diversifying away from the Russian gas towards reliable suppliers like our friends in the United States. I have an agreement with President Biden on LNG gas, for example, that will replace from next year on 1/3 of the Russian supply. The second part is energy saving, but the third part is the most important, and this is accelerating the green transition. This is the investment, heavy investment in renewable energy, wind, sun, hydropower, hydrogen. So this is the way to go. Therefore, if there's anything President Putin has achieved, it is that he lost his best client. Europe will never come back, and that he pushed us, and that's good, into the direction of renewable clean energy.